This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Hey, David. I'm calling in on Friday afternoon late. Wanted to call in because this week has been quite an odd week. As everyone knows, fear and uncertainty are driving the market. And, you know, it's been a terrible week for stocks. Nice thing from this could be reduced interest rates. Just to give you a perspective, the 10-year yield fell this week by 34 basis points down to 1.13%, which is, we all probably read, is an all-time low. Mortgage rates have fallen about half that much. Just price on a mortgage-backed security rose about 1%, and in some cases a little more than that, depending on how much premium resistance there was. So, you know, when you look at it, lower rates are good for the market, right? Well, yes, they generally are in the long run, but when you look at it on like this week, it may not be so good for the mortgage market when you think about how far rates have fallen and how fast they've fallen. Think about the ramifications. You got borrowers that maybe have only been locked in for a few days. They're going to be calling asking for a reprice. The secondary guys out there are going to have a hard time filling forward sales commitments. You're going to have to pair those off with likely incurring losses. Think about time spent on processing loans that maybe has been wasted time because the borrower's gone elsewhere to get a better deal. And then the big thing, valuation of mortgage servicing rights, they're going to be marked on February 29th if you do it on a monthly basis. And there's going to be a write-down, most likely, which could, you know, move over into other areas like warehouse loan agreements may be affected negatively. So, you know, these are just a few of the complications that come from a market like this. And when the reversal happens, we're likely to see just as many headaches. So brace yourself for a lot of unusual things to have to do in the mortgage market over the next few weeks. Yeah, I've been particularly surprised by how quickly the market has changed its expectations for a Fed fund rate cut. This afternoon, Fed Chairman Powell said the U.S. economy remains strong, the coronavirus poses risk to the economy. He said the Fed will act as appropriate to support economic activity. Now, none of this is really different than what he has said before, but this time he said it at the end of a week, a very bad week for stocks. The markets reacted to it, not so much in the stock market, although the losses earlier today were cut by about half after his comments. And then when you look at the CME FedWatch tool today, it says, the market says there's a 91% likelihood of a 50 basis point Fed fund rate hike at its next meeting. That's going to be on March 18th. Yesterday, that same measure was zero. There was no chance, no expectation for a 50 basis point cut. There was one for a 25, about a 50% chance for a 25 basis point cut. But just in a day, we've seen that big a movement in the market expectations for the Fed to step in and help the stock market and lower mortgage rates, lower rates, Fed funds rates, and potentially mortgage rates along with that. Well, not that it mattered much, but this week's economic data that came out indicated that contracts signed in January to purchase new and existing homes were very good, better than expected. It showed that inflation in January was lower than expected. The February data that came out this week indicated that consumer confidence and consumer sentiment remain high, all of which were very good economic reports. Next week, we'll see several important indicators of, you know, potentially will show if the coronavirus is beginning to affect the U.S. economy. The things that come out are February data. The ISM, or the Institute of Supply Management, will release data for February for its manufacturing and services activities data. And then, in addition, the February employment data will be released on Friday. So again, you know, fear and uncertainty are what's going to drive the market in the days and weeks ahead, most likely. And so can't give any way to anticipate when or how much and in what direction, but it certainly requires a lot of diligence and staying tuned to the market. So that's it, Dave.
I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors. This podcast is possible because of the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, and the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, which is the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, and Modex. And Velma, as well as VendorSurf and Vidyard. And be sure to go to the website, Lickit on Lending, and check out a write-up on each one of these vendors. I encourage you to do so. These are carefully selected sponsors, and we're proud to have them, and they can bring some serious value to you and your company. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Lickit on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.